Okay, so get this. We're diving into Tesla. But this is
Again.
not about the cars.
No.
This time it's way bigger than that.
Yeah.
We are talking full-on AI and robotics, all because of this WeRobot event.
Yes, everybody is talking about this.
Everyone's going crazy.
It's huge.
Like a swarm of cyber bees buzzing around.
And you know it's big because even Elon Musk himself tweeted.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said, WeRobot is going to be one for the history books.
Okay.
So
Wow.
that's pretty
All
big.
right, so let's unpack that a little.
Yeah.
Why is this causing such a stir? Because it's not every day that like a tech CEO comes out and says, this
Yeah.
is going to be huge. This is a
Well,
big one.
exactly. And this is what makes it different than Tesla just saying, oh, we have a new car coming out.
Right.
This isn't a product launch. This is a statement. This is them saying, we are going to be the world's biggest robotics company. And this is like their grand opening act. And your sources say that they are going to be showcasing not just updated tech that they've already kind of shown a little bit, but a vision of the future
Okay.
where robots are as commonplace as smartphones.
Okay, now that's a future. I can't even really,
It's a lot.
yeah, I can't even wrap my head around that yet.
It's a lot to think about.
So before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the WeRobot invitation.
Okay.
Because I understand that even that alone is sparking a lot of conversation and speculation.
It's true, and this is not your average Evite.
Okay.
The design is what's got everyone talking.
Okay.
It's the sleek, circular shape,
Okay.
almost like a camera
A
lens.
camera lens. Okay.
Okay.
I see where we're going with this.
A lot of experts are saying this is a clear nod to Tesla's work on advanced AI vision systems.
Okay.
This is the kind of tech that is absolutely essential for self-driving cars,
Right.
which we'll get into.
Of course, because AI that can see is very important if you want a car to drive itself.
Precisely, but it goes beyond just the cars.
Okay.
This lens imagery could also be Tesla hinting at their ambition to shape our entire technological landscape.
Okay.
They're not just making products, they're aiming to build a future where their AI and robots are woven into the fabric of our everyday lives.
So it's like they're saying, hey, world, we're not just changing how you drive, we're changing how you live.
Yes.
Bold move, even for Tesla.
Very bold.
It really is like we're living in the future, isn't it?
It is.
It's
Yeah,
crazy.
sci-fi movie.
Yeah. But let's talk about some of the tech, because you mentioned self-driving cars. And one of the things that people are really excited about that we think might be unveiled at WeRobot is Tesla's robotaxi fleet.
Yes.
Robotaxis are huge.
Huge, yeah. And Tesla's definitely been laying the groundwork for this.
Right.
Elon Musk has gone on record to say that robotaxis will be the biggest shift in transportation since the car.
Okay, well, that's a classic Elon Musk statement, right?
It is.
Bold, ambitious,
Right.
a little bit mind-blowing,
Yeah.
but how are they actually going to pull this off?
Well, it all comes down to Tesla's full self-driving technology,
Right.
which everyone just calls FSD.
Okay.
And they're basically putting all their eggs in one basket and saying, we're going to create a fleet of robotaxis
Wow.
that can navigate roads in traffic
Oh, yeah.
without a human driver ever needing to touch the wheel.
So I open up my app, I hail a ride, and a car shows up, and there's nobody in it.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
Yeah.
That's amazing and a little terrifying.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, what about safety?
Well,
That's the big one.
that's the biggest hurdle for any company that is working on this kind of
Well,
technology.
of course, not just Tesla.
Right.
Anybody. But yeah, so how are they going to do that?
Tesla knows that public trust is key.
Right.
So they're going to have to really convince everybody that their robotaxis are not only convenient, but they're incredibly safe.
Right.
Maybe even safer than a human driver.
Which, let's
Yeah.
be honest, is a pretty high bar.
It is. Humans are not known for being predictable behind the wheel.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. But let's say they can prove
Yeah.
that their AI drivers are completely safe,
Yeah.
more reliable than a human. What does that look like?
Well, you're talking about
What type
what's
of
the world
AI?
look like then?
You're talking about a transportation utopia,
Okay.
reduced traffic jams, way fewer accidents.
Yeah.
And then you've got potentially lower transportation costs for everybody.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Right.
Quieter streets.
Yeah, less emissions because
Cleaner air.
you've got less cars on the road.
And I don't have to parallel park anymore.
You got it.
Sign me up.
Right. And then think about it on a larger scale.
Right.
How this changes urban planning, how it changes public transportation systems.
Oh,
It's huge.
this is art. My head is spinning.
Yeah.
But we're not done.
No.
Robotaxis are just one piece of the puzzle.
One piece.
Tesla's also been developing something even more.
More futuristic.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Optimus.
Optimus.
the humanoid robot.
It's not every day that a company announces
right.
that they're building a robot that looks like it could walk off a movie set.
Okay, so it's one thing to build a self-driving car.
Yeah.
Right? That's already like, whoa.
It's a big one.
This is a big one. But a robot that looks like a human?
I know.
That's like next level.
Yeah, that feels like a whole other... How are they doing this?
Yeah, how are they doing that?
Well, this is where Tesla's expertise in AI really comes into play.
Okay.
Specifically, their work with neural networks.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Neural networks are the brains of the AI operation.
Okay.
And they're using them to teach Optimus how to navigate the world, how to recognize objects,
wow,
how to interact with its surroundings.
So they're basically teaching it to think and learn like a human.
Essentially, yes.
But without all the messy human stuff.
Hopefully.
Right. So we've got these AI brains basically inside a robot that looks like us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
What's the plan? What is Optimus going to be doing? Is he going to be making my coffee and doing my laundry? Writing our podcast scripts?
Maybe not the podcast scripts just yet, Elon Musk has hinted at a really, really wide range of things that Optimus could potentially do.
Okay, like what?
He has talked about Optimus taking over dangerous factory jobs, to assisting with elder care, to handling those just really mundane household chores that everybody hates.
Okay, so from like heavy machinery to like helping grandma with her groceries.
Exactly.
That's a pretty big leap.
It is a huge leap. And it really highlights this vision that Tesla has of integrating robots into just every aspect of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can actually figure out how to build an affordable, adaptable humanoid robot,
yeah,
like Optimus, it could change everything.
Yeah, it really could. It's like it's straight out of a science fiction movie.
It really is.
But Tesla has this way of making those things reality.
They do.
They don't just like dream big.
Yeah.
They actually figure out how to build these things massive scale.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
No. And speaking of building, there's another part of this puzzle. I guess we need to talk about this whole unbox process. What is that?
So the unbox process is a really good example of Tesla's innovative approach to manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's all about streamlining assembly, reducing complexity, and just making the entire production process as efficient as humanly possible.
Okay, so streamline how? Give me the details.
So imagine a much more modular approach.
Okay.
Fewer components, less reliance on these huge traditional assembly lines.
Okay.
So that means Tesla can produce things faster, cheaper, and they've got a lot more flexibility.
So faster, cheaper, more efficient production.
Yeah.
That's huge for any company, but especially if we're talking about making robots as commonplace as cars.
Right.
Can they pull it off?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
But this unbox process suggests that they're already thinking about mass production.
Okay.
Which is a very Tesla thing to do.
Right.
They're not just building a prototype in a lab somewhere.
They're thinking big.
Yeah, they're building a system that's made to scale.
That's what always blows me away with Tesla. They set these incredibly ambitious goals.
Yeah.
And they just keep iterating and innovating until they get there.
And they attract some of the brightest minds in the industry. The engineers, the programmers, everybody wants to work for Tesla.
Of course.
So they've got that going for them for sure.
And so let me just get this straight. We're talking about robo-taxis that could completely change our cities.
Yeah.
Humanoid robots becoming as common as smartphones.
Right.
And a manufacturing process that sounds like something out of like a spy thriller.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it all comes back to what we were saying earlier.
What's that?
Tesla's not just trying to disrupt a few industries.
Right.
They want to change everything about how we live, how we work, how we interact with technology.
It's like they're challenging us to imagine a future where robots aren't just tools or gadgets.
Yeah.
They're just part of our everyday lives.
Exactly. And that is what makes this We Robot event so important.
Okay.
It's not just about showing off some new products. It's about showing off a whole new vision of the future.
A future where the lines between science fiction and reality are
blurred. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Tesla's robot ambitions.
Big one.
A big one. This is a big one. Here's something I want you to think about.
Okay.
In this future that Tesla is building, where robots are as common as smartphones are today.
Yeah.
What role are you going to play?
That's a good question.
Right. Are you going to be an early adopter? Or are you going to wait and see what happens? Or maybe
you're going to build the robots.
Maybe you're going to build the robots. Maybe you're going to be a part of this new reality.
That's right.
Whatever your stance.
Yeah.
One thing is for sure. The future of robotics is just getting started.
It's going to be a wild ride.
It's going to be wild, and we are here for it.
We'll be watching.
We'll be watching.